extreme to the other. They go out here at the beach and haven't got a thing on, then they wear over them.
I swear,
and I never thought that I would see anything on the street that you would see in the bedroom.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I have on my beach when the fish gone.
Some of them don't wear a whole lot.
That's right. They run out of cloth.
Those bikinis are something else.
I bet they're still expensive, though.
Yeah.
Well, what, talking about clothing, what do you call these things that some men wear?
Bibs.
To keep their pants up?
Oh, suspenders. Galluses.
Now, is galluses an older word than suspenders?
I think both of them about the same, I think.
I see. So say, if you were making up your bed in the morning, the last thing that would go on the bed, you call
spread.
It spread.
Bed spread.
Ever heard any old-fashioned names for that?
Counterpin.
They can help you on that.
Well, what do you call the thing that you rest your head on?
Pillow.
Well, is there anything that you know of that's like a pillow, but usually longer?
Yeah, round.
What do they call it, bolts?
You didn't use those to sleep on.
I don't know. Skip it. I don't know.
Thinking of bolsters?
Bolster.
That sounds like it. I came close to it and y'all did.
Well, I didn't know. I had to see a bolster.
Well, you mentioned a bedspread. Now, is there something like that except usually heavier that you might use in
quilt?
Wintertime?
No.
In the wintertime, now we use an electric blanket.
That's for covering now.
We used to have down.
For warmth, not a bedspread now. A blanket, now you're referring to a blanket, a quilt, or a,
Well, if you had some children that overnight, spending the night, something that you might put down on the floor for them to sleep on, what would you call that?
Sleeping bag?
No.
Pallet.
A pallet. Now they got sleeping bag. We call it pallet.
Getting back to things having to do with the farm for just a minute, have you ever heard any particular names used to describe low-lying land that might have had water on it at one time, but used later for cultivation?
Erosion and lowland,
marshy,
which is, in other words, you're referring to poor drainage and such as that, aren't you?
Right. Well, have you ever heard people around here use the term bottom land?
Yes, that's river land, creek land.
We don't have it.
Where it overflows quite often.
I see. Is that considered to be pretty good land?
Yes, but quite often it's a lot of erosion on it.
I see.
Water moves the soil out with the speed of the drainage.
I see. Well, what would you call a piece of land on which just hay or grass grows? You say you have
pasture. I'd call that pasture. But no cultivation, just pasture.
Right. Do you ever hear people around here use the word meadow?
Yes. That's class.
That's class. Pasture's good enough.
Yes.
Well, what about a piece of land that's not good for much of anything because it has water standing on it all the time? Any particular name for land like that?
What do you show?
Well, I would call a place like that a swamp.
Swamp, that's right. I would find it.